If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
The Chicago Blackhawks are back on United Center Ice tonight and host one of the top players on the planet in NHL scoring leader Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers, who may be a favorite to win a Stanley Cup, but they're also a team that gives up almost as many as they score. So for the Hawks to be able to wrestle away 2 points from the Oil here tonight, it's pretty simple. Contain number 97 and then play like they did last Saturday night down in Asheville. That was beautiful. Hi again, everyone. John Weideman, along with Steve Conroyd and Charlie Remiliotis. We're here at the United Center tonight where the Blackhawks take on the Edmonton Oilers. We want to welcome you into our broadcast. Second of three meetings set to begin. Down to center ice we go. The drop of the puck, we're underway in the Blackhawks control. McDavid crosses through to the deep slot. Hands it over, right circle Burchard, he closes in and fires! They score, but we may get goaltender interference here. Zach Hyman was tied up with Alex Vlasic in the crease, and the puck ricocheted off of Hyman into the Hawk net. Right now it's 1-0 Oilers, but we'll see if they review this.
I don't think he was interfering with the netminder, John. He was just standing in the blue paint. Now, you're allowed to stand in the blue paint as long as you're not interfering with the netminder. He was being tied up with Vlasic. This might go off the skate of Vlasic. This might be a Bouchard goal. Now, he was trying to hit Hyman. He typically hangs around 5 feet around the net, but it ends up going off of Alex Vlasic's skate in. This should be a Bouchard goal. And the first goal of the game goes to the Edmonton Oilers.
McDavid took the puck into the Hawk zone, gave it to Bouchard down the slot, put it over, and a shot from Nugent Hopkins from the right circle, turned away, the rebound, they score. Now from behind the Hawk net, a few feet below the goal line to the left of the net, Evan Bouchard looked like he's trying to center the puck, and I believe this deflected off of the Hawk and then off of Spencer Knight and back into the net. Burakovsky center ice on the right wing, carries into the Oilers zone, lost in the high slot, Kaiser took it back, moves in, fires, save, rebound, score! There'll be no shutout tonight. Bertuzzi knocks home his 24th on the season. And with plenty of time on that clock, 5:14 to be exact, it's now a one-goal hockey game, 2-1 in favor of the Oil. Now Bouchard off the draw in the near corner Oilers zone, fires the puck all the way down into the empty net. He scores. It's now 3-1 Edmonton with 52 seconds left in regulation. Boy, that was a bullseye, too. Now loose puck in front of the Hawk net. Here's Dreisaitl firing at home. They score. The Hawks got careless with the puck in their end of the rink. And Kaiser tried to make a pass to Crevier, who I don't think was expecting a pass. And Dreisaitl claimed it instead and just beats Spencer Knight with a shot through the legs. 4-1 in favor of Edmonton. Now Ragula in the near corner. That's a pass up the right wing side. Slash Donato's stick out of his hands. Donato didn't like it. He and Ragula have a running dialogue as the time winds off the clock. And the Edmonton Oilers, on the strength of two third period goals, have secured the lead for good. End up winning this hockey game 4-1. With the loss, unfortunately, the Blackhawks record now drops below the 500 mark at 19-20-7. Well, with the win, the Oilers now improve to 23-16-6. These two teams have one more game to play. They'll be later in the season.